Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And with Anne is her friend, Barry Levine, who was just going to be telling us what happened after he opened up the letter because he wasn't paying attention and he was non-matriculated, which is like, oh, no.
Oh, no, he's right. Well, so I got the letter from the President of the United States. It said, "Greetings from the President of the United States. You're now inducted into the Armed Forces of America." I went down to Whitehall Street and did my physical. Next thing I know, I was on my way to Fort Jackson. Spent 8 weeks in boot camp, and spent 7 months out at Fort Riley. And
Riley's where?
In Fort Riley, Kansas.
Okay.
Because I had passed certain tests that would qualify me for a warrant officer and a pilot.
Okay.
Which I didn't want to do. Okay, knowing what was happening with a lot of the helicopters being shot down over there and so on. But I spent a year in Vietnam. They sent me to Vietnam in a helicopter outfit. I was in the Mekong Delta for a year. Ooh. Lost some friends. And spent my year there. My dad said to me before I went into the service, he said, "Look, I spent 4 years in the Army. I spent 2 years at the Battle of the Bulge. You got to go do your duty." And I said, "Fine." I looked square in the eyes and said, "I'll go."
Right, okay.
And not that I really had a choice.
Right, I know. But there's two ways to go. You can go whining or you could just go.
I spent a year in Vietnam, came home. Got out of the service and found that my friends who didn't go into the service were doing some of the same things 2-3 years ago that we did before we went in the service, and I just couldn't relate. I felt they were so much younger than me, even though we were the same age. So, because a lot of my friends in the service were my age, a few years older, and it really makes you grow up quickly. And the rest was basically history. I got an apartment, lived on my own, went into my dad's bathing suit business.
Okay.
And basically, we were manufacturers of popular priced ladies' bathing suits. At that time, back in the 60s, we were doing both junior type suits, Missy suits, large size swimwear.
Missy is size or age?
Missy is more of a size range.
Okay.
And it's there's really three size ranges, except for kids or children's swimsuits. There's junior, which is very young and hip and so on. There's Missy or contemporary,
okay,
which is the middle of the road type bathing suits. And then there's plus size swimsuits, okay, which are for the larger women. Okay, we were known for many, many years at the beginning as being a plus-size resource. Half our line was Missy and half our line was plus.
Oh, okay.
And no one else in the industry, and at these popular prices, were like E.J. Corvette, which aren't around anymore, Gimbel's, Macy's, J.C. Penney, et cetera. We were the popular price to the lower priced swimsuits at the time, and for all intents and purposes we were always looked upon as being a plus size resource. In fact, my father used to tell everybody, all the buyers, and we had 900 different stores at those times, they used to come in and say, "You can't buy any plus sizes," because they came for us for the plus sizes. Most other people had 3 or 4 plus size bathing suits on their lines. We had 50 or 60. And he said, "You can't buy any, unless you buy some regular size bathing suits, you can't buy my large sizes."
Okay.
And he used that as a little bit of a handle to get regular size bathing suits in. And now, I mean, my dad passed away 36 years ago. Now we're in a situation where we specialize in constructed Missy suits, which is more in a, they call them swim dresses. They're a dress type style. We do regular legs and so on also, but we're pigeonholed pretty much in the industry for the last 15 years as makers of swim dresses in both Missy sizes and plus sizes. And the reason why we're known as being one of the best priced leaders in the low-end area to people like TJ Maxx, Marshalls, we do a lot of business with them, those type people. And what's nice about our product is we manufacture our swimwear over in China for the last 15 years. We are extremely competitive, and we can compare our suits, and many companies do, to $120, $130, $140 department store suits, and our suits sell for $19.99 to $24.99. So if you go into a TJ Maxx, you go into a Marshalls, you go into a Burlington or a Ross Stores, etc., you're going to find, not only from my company, but from some of the branded companies, suits in that price range from basically $19.99, $24.99, $29.99. That's the sweet spot of that business. So women can really pick up suits, even branded suits, at a price, a fraction of what they would pay if they go into Bloomingdale's or Macy's and so on. So it's been a business that my daughter's in now with third generation.
Oh, okay.
She works with me 3 days a week because she's got two great little grandkids of mine. A little boy, Jet, who's six, and my granddaughter, Eva, who's going to be nine on November 8th. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, honey.
So she's got some responsibilities that take her away from the office on a few days.
Now, where does she live?
She lives in Roslyn, New York.
Oh, okay.
So we're very close.
Okay.
They used to live in the city, and basically, once they started have their second child, it was important for them to move to the island.
Now, the business is in the city or on Long Island?
The business is in Manhattan on 38th and Broadway. I've been going to that building, 1384 Broadway, for 54 years.
Wow. My father had a millinery supply
right.
where he used to, the threads, the zippers, the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Joseph Hirsch.
I've heard of that name.
Yeah, right. He was a big name.
Right.
Catalina was one of them that he used to
sell. Isn't that funny you say Catalina? I ran a division for Catalina. I took 2 years, 2.5 years away from my dad's business. My brother was in the business at that time, and I had answered an ad because this is a funny story if you got a minute or two. It's funny. A couple of my best friends, one was working as a beer salesman for Miller High Life, and the other one was a policeman, and both were earning around $350, $400 a week at the time. I was being paid $125 a week, and I was there for a couple of years and doing well, by the way.
Okay.
And I kept asking my dad, when can I get a raise? When can I look at Frankie's got a makes $350, $400. Then he says, go become a cop. I said, oh. So I, in the trade paper at that time, it was Women's Wear Daily, I answered an ad for a bathing suit salesman. I never got an answer. 2 weeks go by, and all I got needled from was my dad needling me. Well, did you get an answer? There was another ad. I answered that ad. It was Catalina out in California. I answered it. They flew me out to California. They offered me a job to run a division, wanted to know why I could do it at a young man, do better than the 55-year-old that was currently there running this division for a few years, didn't do more than $90,000, $100,000 a year, and I told him I could do $1 million the first year. I said, listen, I've been groomed to take over this business, the bathing suit business, and I know all the players in it. So I can pretty much do, I think, $1 million the first year. So the offer was $500 a week. Okay, and actually a percentage, 2% of sales. I called my dad with tears in my eyes, hoping that he would say, well, I'll give you $350. I would have come back. I would have said, he said, no, I think it's going to be great experience for you, and I think you should take the job, which I did do. Okay. Ran that division for 2 years.
Out of New York, you moved to California?
Back and forth. I lived 3 months in California. They put me up in Santa Monica in a beautiful place. And went back and forth to New York and then came back and opened up the line at 1411 Broadway, which was across the street from 1384, where my dad's business is. And did $900,000 the first year. They only shipped half. Why? Because Catalina themselves became very hot with a bikini that was called the Bust Out Bra Bikini, and they took away our production, from us.
I getcha.
So they actually hurt me, even though I booked.
In-house, you booked it. But
I booked the $900,000+ like I promised. So the rest is history. I've been now back with Leo Levine Incorporated, and
how'd you go back? Your father told you to come back.
I did a couple of things after that with some friends that my father did some business with an Israeli company of bathing suits, and then he asked me, "Well, if you want to, come on back." And I did. My brother was there, that's where my heart was from day one. So I went back, and the rest is history. I've been now I'm the sole owner of the company for the last 15-18 years. And we basically have specialized in an area where a lot of the other bathing suit companies really stay away from in a big way, because it's so much extra fabric. The bathing suits cost a lot in labor to manufacture, and I don't care where you're making it. And nobody wants to put that kind of inventory in stock. So we do specialize in swim dress.
Just so you know, we only have another minute or two.
Yeah, sure.
The name of the company and contact information. If somebody's listening and wants to get a bathing suit.
Well, the name in TJ Maxx, if they want to go into TJ Maxx and Marshalls, they should look for the label Shore Shapes, S-H-O-R-E, Shapes. Okay. The company is Leo Levine Incorporated.
Okay.
And we're at 1384 Broadway in Manhattan. And we have 3 or 4 different labels. We do some other things. You know, we do some leggings and we do some other things. But the prime business for 54 years has been ladies' bathing suits.
Wow.
So, and third generation.
That's great. I mean, it's great that your daughter's in the middle of it now, which is so nice.
And she's a great designer.
She's in the neighborhood, too.
She worked for Condé Nast in
developing. I know who they are.
Yeah, and basically she designed and did a lot of things there. So she does a lot of the picking of prints and bodies, and the buyers all want to work with her. I'm a little bit on the old side now.
Okay.
Does she project that she'll take over and continue the family business?
I'm working hopefully towards that goal. Okay, but it's a lot to know. It's a lot to know and do. So we basically are hoping that she'll have time. As the kids get a little bit older, her time gets a little bit more free.
So that's what happens. In the beginning, it's hard for her to give as much time as she needs.
Sure.
Barry, this was great. Honestly, Ann, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me.
I was confident.
What color is your Bentley?
Bentley is it's like a navy blue with very light interior. It's gorgeous.
Okay. Because I live in Great Neck, so someday I'm sure I'm going to see it. I'll pay attention.
I'll take you for a ride. No problem.
I've never been in one. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio. We want to thank Barry Levine on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.